This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, the poor American people, Lee, 25% food inflation over the last 4 years. As the Democrats ran the printing press, that is the only thing that causes inflation. When you print money, lots of money to give out, as it turns out, to your friends, it causes inflation and Americans struggle to pay for food. Inflation is going back up for food. That just came out. That's kind of scary because Trump's going to get clocked with it. What were they paying for? Well, one of the most important things was their green scheme, basically passing the Green New Deal, just basically $1 trillion of unfunded spending that was borrowed and printed by the Biden regime. Now, here's the crazy part. You know, yesterday I told you that $27 billion was referred criminally to, you know, for criminal prosecution to the an investigation to the DOJ. That's that scheme with Stacey Abrams, right? And we're finding out more about it, that money, $27 billion, was transferred out of the EPA to what turned out to be basically shell nonprofits that are waiting to collect it. So it goes to Stacey Abrams. It goes to these seven, what are called NGOs, or just nonprofits with climate names. And then from there, a network has been discovered of basically shells that the money starts to move through. So this is breaking overnight, okay? So $27 billion transferred out the door. Those shells, almost all of them are associated, Lee, with Democrat donors, with Biden and Obama administration officials, many of them high to mid-ranking, and with campaign officials from the Biden and Obama regimes. So all, and I had that yesterday, okay? So Lee Zeldin, head of the EPA, found this, and refers it for criminal investigation. It should be investigated. Now, holy cow. And by the way, the irony, a lot of this was passed in the Inflation Reduction Act, which, remember, was really just the Green New Deal.
Yeah.
It did nothing to reduce
inflation.
No. The joke's on us. Yeah. It actually increased inflation, which has now been, you know, basically, we know. Okay. Now, listen to this. It looks like it's much bigger. Breitbart has this morning. John Podesta, Biden's top climate czar, was in charge of doling out $375 billion in climate change spending, which was sent, it turns out, to many charities founded only months ago.
That sounds slightly suspicious.
Yeah, you know, me and you, okay. Now, I mean, I will say, I can be bought. I'm a capitalist. I mean, like, for $1 billion, I'm only asking for $1 billion, right? That's not a lot. Like, I will become a Democrat. I don't know where I sign, but I'll become a Democrat.
Yeah, it sounds like nonprofits can be very profitable for Democrats.
Yeah, and Lee, you know, you've always been kind to me. For you know what? I'll just set you up as my VP. Okay. I'll put you on a $200 million salary.
Done.
Okay, good. So you're going to have to change your register. You know, well, you don't have registration here, but you'll have to become a Democrat. Right. So are you okay with that?
I can identify as that.
Yes, that's that, it.
It won't be fact, but I can identify that way.
Me too, man.
For a price, yeah.
It's okay, you know. I mean, I'd do it for $1 billion. Shoot, I mean, I don't even need $2 billion like Stacey Abrams, you know. Yeah, and then I'll get my whole family on the payroll, you know what I mean? My daughter's first job, making $20 million
yeah, exactly.
a year, right?
Why not?
Why not?
Keep it in the family.
Yeah, she's 16 now. She can work. Okay, but in all seriousness, so we know the New York Post reported that the Biden administration funneled $27 billion into environmental groups, most of which had only been founded, you know, months before, had never handled anything like that kind of money. Some of them had only handled hundreds of dollars. In one case, New York Post writes, former Vice President Kamala Harris handed over a check for nearly $7 billion to Bethesda, Maryland-based group Climate United Fund, which does not appear in the IRS's charities database, has no federal filings, and had only been founded months before.
Okay, that's financial fraud, okay? I'm sorry. That's just all there is to it.
I mean, they're so brazen, they sent her out with the check.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh.
Okay, so all of this got started because in 2024, EPA advisor, he's a guy by the name of Brent Efrin. He was appointed by Joe Biden. He's basically an upper mid-level guy. He was caught on video saying that they had rushed out $20 billion in climate funding, get the money out as fast as possible, he said on the hidden camera video. It's like we're on the Titanic and we're throwing gold bars off. So this is why they started looking at this, because of the video. So EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin goes on the Alex Marlowe show yesterday, it's on Breitbart, and says, we're working right now with the FBI and the DOJ on the eight groups tied to the gold bar scheme. But he's saying we're finding now it's much bigger. We're talking about $375 billion under the control of John Podesta. Lee, you know what this is? These are oligarchs. Yeah. These are oligarchs doling out money. This is an oligarchy like Russia.
A climate-garchy.
Yeah, it's a climate-garchy. Can you imagine sending out $375 billion to climate charities, nonprofits, whatever you want to call them, founded only months ago, many of them connected to prominent Democrats?
Yeah.
The size of that boggles the mind. But the good news is, wow, can we cut this stuff or will another Democrat judge make us pay the Democrats who stole it? I don't know.
I think you know the answer to that.
Yeah, I do. I know the answer. Meanwhile, you need to read this. This is from Elizabeth McDonald. She is a Fox Business Evening anchor. This is disturbing. She writes, Obama and the Democrats created a new beast, the pop-up nonprofit shell. That's what you and me need. We need that, Lee.
Yeah, pop-up nonprofit shell.
I'll send you a link so we can figure out how to do this.
Deal.
Okay, they suddenly launched them to take in your taxpayer money, supposedly for things like climate change and illegal immigration. Major front for taxpayer abuse with accusations of grift growing by the hour. Never saw it like this in decades covering the IRS or taxes, she says. Check out the tax returns for one of these pop-up NGO shells. We need to get that at least so we can figure out how to do this.
Yeah.
Climate United Fund, which got the biggest nonprofit grant in history out of Biden's massive climate slush funds. Okay, so this is the biggest grant ever made in U.S. history. This is the Kamala Harris check, okay? Kamala Harris shows up Bethesda, Maryland, a check for $7 billion. I don't even know how you cash that, but I guess they did. Kamala Harris and Biden's EPA chief, Michael Reagan, gave $7 billion total to the suddenly created Climate United Fund in April of 2024 after it launched just 5 months earlier. And its tax returns show in that 5 months, it only had $547,000 in revenue. That's it. $7 billion check. It had, listen to this, no stipulated plans for how it would spend the $7 billion in tax money. Just ephemeral mentions of solar projects, all of them theoretical, in Idaho, Arkansas, and Oregon, that amount to only $50 million total, a fraction of the $7 billion. It also gave money out of that $7 billion to Power Forward Communities, which was linked to Stacey Abrams. Okay, so this is another fund bleeding into Stacey Abrams' fund. Listen to this. It has little to no known details about how much its officers get paid that you typically see on NGO 990s. In fact, virtually no details, red flags that it's a shell. It supposedly is a partnership between Democrat insiders at investment firm Calvert Impact Capital, Community Preservation Corp, and a group called Self Help. Irony noted.
Yeah, self-helping to the federal taxpayers' dollars. Yeah.
Yes. Beth Baffert, its CEO, get this, is a former special assistant in Barack Obama's Office of Management of the Budget and a regional field director for the Obama campaign. And now, so she had the $7 billion sent to self-help. Golly, I mean, the size of that. I know we have executives listening who are like, I mean, you know, think about it. You're a CEO, you're an executive, whatever. You manage $200 million business interests. Like, wow, I'm impressed, right? That's huge. I mean, that takes a specially skilled person. Most of us don't have those skills. And Democrats just throwing the money off the ship. I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, so this is from the Fox Business anchor, weekend anchor. She says she's been reporting on IRS issues for ages. Listen to this. As we tweeted about a month ago, it has ties to the Democrat Party of California chairman, the California State Treasurer Phil Angelides, Obama's Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox, United Farm Workers of America co-founder Dolores Huerta, and Patrice Willoughby of the Congressional Black Caucus. Lee, what is this? They're all in on it. They're making shell companies and are passing billions through them. Shell nonprofits.
See why they're going after Elon Musk now?
Yes.
I mean, that's it. I mean, that's why he's got to worry about his actual physical safety and that of his children.
Yeah, take a listen and hold the music for a sec, Tim, because I got to put this all in one place. This is Musk saying this. And as you read this and I read this, Lee, you understand this is OK. He's not wrong when he says they will kill me.
The interest rates, just the interest on the national debt now exceeds the Defense Department spending. We spend a lot on the Defense Department, but we're spending like over $1 trillion on interest. If this continues, the country will become de facto bankrupt. It's not an optional thing. It is an essential thing. That's the reason I'm here and taking a lot of flack and getting a lot of death threats, by the way. I mean, I like to stack them up, you know. But if we don't do this, America will go bankrupt.
Yeah, because these people are stealing us blind. One last thing, Lee, listen to this last line here. Again, from the Fox Business Weekend anchor. Judge Glock, the director of research and senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, noted on X that Climate United Fund got your $7 billion after submitting a small 49-page report. It's never managed more than $547,000and was created just months before. So I don't know. If you and I divide it up, can you do 25 pages tonight? And I'll do 25?
Done.
Okay.
Done.
And then we're going to switch parties.
I can probably even use AI to generate it.
You know, you're probably right. Oh, yeah. I'll have that done by dinner.
Yeah.
And yeah, okay.
Heck, so, by the end of the show, we could do it.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's a race. Why not? So, yeah, and we know Mike Johnson and John Thune will fund it. By gosh, all this is still refunded in their reconciliation, big, beautiful bill. Right? They know. We know they'll fund it. So I just got a few calls to make, but I think we're good. I think we're good. So, y'all, if we're not here a week from now, you'll know what happened.
It wouldn't be the lottery.
No, we'll be on the beach in Tahiti. Texter writes, oh, that's so cool. Listening to you from Egypt. Got stuck here due to a medical issue. I've had someone listen to me from Afghanistan before, but never Egypt. So this is an historic moment for the show. Hey, speaking of which, want to thank you. This show right now is rocking it in this market. I am number one, undisputed, 12 plus. So that makes me the queen of local radio. This is one of those dear God moments. As we get inside the machine, Lee, and figure out what they did. Tulsi Gabbard just getting her sea legs, going inside the department. She's the DNI. She's the director of national intelligence. Going inside the department, a lot of people don't know about what she does. She is actually the highest ranking spy in America, mm-hmm. over the CIA, over the FBI. A lot of people don't know that position exists. And the idea behind it was to see what is going on across all of these agencies. She sees a fusion of all the intel. Golly, I'd love to be in her shoes every day.
Would you really, though, think about it?
Oh, my gosh.
Think about it, though.
Yeah, and I would be terrified, too,
yes,
given
exactly.
what she's finding.
Yeah.
Just the absolute malignant disregard for human life. There we are again, the theme of this show. Can't help it. It just comes up every day when Democrats run things or have run things. Shocking what they found. She's on the border yesterday breaking the news. And I knew this was coming because I kept saying, how many more terrorists did they let go? We knew they let 100 go. They had 100 terrorists on international or FBI watch lists who would illegally cross the border. We knew they had them. Because there was a congressional report on it last year. Over 100 terrorists had been released to roam freely and do as they pleased. You know, maybe hopefully someday vote Democrat, you know, maybe, in America. Kill some people, okay, but it's the vote Democrat part that matters, I guess. I don't know why else Democrats are releasing terrorists, but they are. We'd catch them at the border and they'd let them go. Well, there was a congressional report on it last year, and we didn't know they had caught hundreds more at the border, what they had done with them. But it didn't look good. Well, now we're finding out. Headline, breaking news from yesterday, New York Post, you will not see this in the liberal media. They are hiding it, but they saw the press conference too. They lie, lie by omission. Biden administration locked up just 8 out of over 100 migrants with ISIS ties who crossed into the U.S. The Trump administration is now frantically hunting down the terror suspects. Here's how they write it. New York Post, the Trump administration is now working to hunt down the terror suspects and pick up the pieces left behind by the last administration. So this is a Democrat party that knowingly let terrorists go. They were fine with it. They let them go. We know they put some of them on planes. We know that for a fact from CBS, Lee, their report. One terrorist they were frantically hunting. I guess they thought he was going to blow. I don't know. On Joe's way. And they only wanted to get him, I'm sure, because it might make them look bad for the election. They don't care about human life. It found out, remember, CBS reported he had flown twice. Two times. Because remember, they also created a system where you didn't need an ID to get on a plane. Unless you're an American, then you need an ID to get on a plane. If you're a terrorist, you're fine. I mean, these people, there's no words to describe them. And I hope the American people are getting a sense of how homicidal this party was. The utter disregard for human life. The Biden administration locked up or deported just 8 out of more than 100 migrants with suspected ties to ISIS who crossed illegally into the U.S. Okay, suspected ties, what does that mean? Maybe they're not tied to ISIS. Maybe they're actually good guys. No. The migrants from ISIS recruiting hotbed countries in Central Asia were known to have ties to an ISIS-affiliated network. Well, how many total are we talking? More than 4,000 migrants utilized the ISIS-tied smugglers to cross into the U.S., and hundreds of them were identified by the feds as either known terrorists or associated with known terrorists, which just means we haven't caught you yet. Known terrorists don't hang out with some really nice guys who are just coming here to get a job, support their family. That's not a thing.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gabbard said when she took over, she found that just 8 of those migrants, so that's 4,000 total, all of whom could be terrorists, hundreds, several hundred known terrorists and their associates, just eight are either still locked up or have been deported. Dear God, where are the rest? They are roaming the country right now. There's no words for it. The absolute disdain for human life, for American human life. I can't even imagine what the purpose of this would be. But you know what's weird? You know what's weird? We had from the Sean Ryan podcast, which regularly has a former CIA guest on there. She's done a very interesting thing, Lee. She's set up her own shop to do her own intel because she said, listen, stuff's just not being done by the CIA. Sarah Adams, she gets nonprofit funding. They actually put people on the ground where we are no longer on the ground, which is Afghanistan and places like this. She says a terrorist army run by the Bin Laden sons has been put on the ground in America, that ISIS and Al-Qaeda have fused. They are the same. They are interchangeable. And so what you're going to see is ISIS blamed for terror attacks. It's Al-Qaeda. They trained in the Afghan camps. And he asked her, so when they coming? Oh, they're already here, she said. This was last fall. So let's take that piece of information that we have, that we know, and put it together with this new piece of information with Tulsi Gabbard, where she says, it sounds like a terrorist army, doesn't it? It sounds like a terrorist army. Just like Sarah Adams warned. Now, Sarah Adams is not just a former CIA intel officer. She is famed for being hired by Congress to do their Benghazi investigation. So she has a lot of credibility. And she's been warned. She's all over the place. If you want to watch the interview, it's absolutely terrifying. There's pieces of it all over the place. And she is just warning, we are in trouble here. And now you have Tulsi Gabbard saying essentially the same thing. They're here. They let them stay for some reason. Here's a little bit of Sarah Adams.
The other thing is, in the United States, we haven't had Fidayian attackers. So the concept is the terrorist fights to the death. So he's not exactly a suicide bomber, but he will fight till either all of us are dead or all of his people are dead. We think it's going to be a swarming attack, right? Multiple different attacks at one time across multiple cities. We think there will be suicide bombers just because some of the attackers went through suicide bomber training and they have these vests. And then we think there's these Fidayian attackers who will carry on until they're killed.
Just rephrase that. So these guys are trained and they are going to fight until they're killed.
Yes. And that matters, right? So I was watching this video and it was a suicide bombing in Kabul.
So she goes on to talk about how these are not like previous terrorists that we have seen. And you know what's weird? That New Orleans terrorist, that's what he was planning to do. Because remember, he had multiple sites that he had, but they didn't end up going off the bombs he had planted. But he was ISIS too. Here's the rest of it.
I just want to clarify. You are 100% certain that there are 1,000 plus Al-Qaeda trained fighters within the United States borders.
Well, Al-Qaeda says they trained and deployed 1,000 for this attack. First off, I think there's more than 1,000 Al-Qaeda members in the United States. But for the homeland attack, that number is based on what Al-Qaeda is saying. So they could exaggerate it. However, they did have about 1,400 in the Hamas attack. So the number is not off from what they did in the first round of attacks.
So what she's saying is that Hamas attack that you saw, those were Al-Qaeda trained too. Now, let's put it all together. Where did 80% of the terrorists that crossed our borders come from? I'm going to take a guess. Most people say Mexico, right? They came over. No, they didn't. They came through Canada. Now, do you see what Trump's doing right now with the tariffs on Canada? He point blank told Justin Trudeau at that Mar-a-Lago dinner months ago, stop the terrorists from coming over the border. Because remember what they were doing, Lee? They weren't even doing background checks. They were just giving out visas. So it became a terrorist pipeline. Yeah. So I just made all the news of this week make sense. Why is Trump picking on? He's being so mean. Why is he picking on Canada? He's just being mean. And he wants the border because they have been importing terrorists. But Lee, I mean, just speculate. I mean, what do you think? Why would you let 4,000 ISIS, potential ISIS terrorists over this border? You know their network is operating. Hundreds of them are known terrorists. You let them go and you only pick up 8 of them? What? Do you have a theory? Because I was thinking about this in the shower. I can't figure it out.
That just doesn't make any sense to me unless you completely want to do away with this country, period. Because if you as a Democrat and a liberal progressive secularist, you would at least want to advance the cause of America and shape it in a way that allows you to continue to operate
in some type of governmental process if you are importing and or allowing these terrorists to come in here to do whatever they want to do and to let them to roam free. You're looking at completely disassembling everything about the sovereignty and the governmental process, the federal process in this country. You are looking at a complete and total breakdown because—
A deliberate breakdown.
Yeah, exactly. And I just got to tell you, I'm honestly surprised that we haven't seen multiple coordinated attacks around the country, even on a small scale, at one time. That would truly terrorize this country. That would put this country, the populace, into a panic. If you started having, attacks that were going on simultaneously on the West Coast, the East Coast, in Middle America somewhere. If you had dozens of these going off, even if they were small and only amounted to a few people, but if they were going on all over the country, this nation, portions of this nation would absolutely panic.
Now, keep in mind the irony of this. Tulsi Gabbard, while these people are released, she is put on a terror watch list by Her Highness. So she has trouble flying.
Yeah.
The actual terrorists are released. I just want to read this one last part. That she says, you remember in some of the news, this is from Tulsi Gabbard's press conference yesterday. You remember in some of the news, a little over 100 of these people were arrested in 2024. Of those who were arrested, only 8 were either deported or remained in custody. Only 8. The rest of them were released back into our country. Where are they? She says, what are they doing? What may they be plotting? This is just the beginning. Wow, Trump's got his hands full. He's got his hands full. By the way, we may have to keep funding those terror training camps in Afghanistan by orders of a judicial dictator wearing judges' robes, and the Supreme Court, cool with it. Y'all, I told you Amy Comey Barrett was a disaster. Never to help me.
The executive DOGE team is confident they think they can get $1 trillion. He acknowledged that we're going to make mistakes, but we are going to correct them very quickly. What's your reaction to that number, $1 trillion, Congressman? Is it realistic?
There's so much waste. There's so much fraud. There's so much abuse. We certainly can save a lot of money. I mean, people really don't want the Taliban using American money to buy, condoms. We don't need to have, transgender opera in Colombia. I can go through the list. We don't want to go through all of it right now. But the bottom line is this. We can save a huge amount of money. We have to make sure that we're cutting the things that need to be cut. And there's plenty of it, especially...
Okay, here's the deal right now, and Americans need to come to understand this very quickly. Yesterday, we had the Supreme Court ruling. It was a disaster. It said, hey, liberal circuit court judges can force Trump to pay bills. We like the spending by Biden and USAID better than what Trump wants to do, and we don't care if Biden's gone. We can just make him pay. $2 billion, yeah, out the door. There it goes. What the Supreme Court said is, it seems like these were for services already rendered. We're not sure. And they sent it back to the circuit court judge, the liberal judicial dictator, and said, hey, clarify this. Well, what does that mean? That means it's a green light from the Supreme Court. Go ahead, make them pay. Trump won't be allowed to cut unless the judicial dictators who were appointed by Biden and Obama say so. His presidency is being hijacked again. Folks. Just an aside, your humble host told you Amy Coney Barrett was a disaster. He was part of a whole group of Trump disaster picks. Well, I didn't support him in a primary. I couldn't take anymore. Now, Trump is a new Trump this time. He's learned. He's learned the hard way. You cannot appoint your enemies to critical posts. But unfortunately, some of them are still ensconced, and that one of them is Amy Coney Barrett. She's getting more and more and more liberal. She voted with John Roberts, who is a globalist, and answers to the Bush cabal, so that's what you get. She is a disaster. She is now voting more with them than us. That's because she cares more about the wine and cheese parties than she does about America. It's who she is. I told you who she was. A lot of you jumped on me. Anytime I criticize something Trump does, you do, and then I'm right, and that's the way it goes. That's why I don't brook with him. I do. I'll tell you how it is, because I want to be right long term, not liked. That's why you listen. So Amy Coney Barrett stabbed us in the back. No surprise. Not surprised there. Said, yeah, we'll let Democrat judges decide, which you can cut. We don't have time for this. we are going broke.
Well, the overall goal is to try to get $1 trillion out of the deficit. And if the deficit is not brought under control, America will go bankrupt. This is a very important thing for people to understand. A country is no different from an individual in that if an individual overspends, an individual can go bankrupt, and so can a country.
We're going broke. Okay, let me explain. We are going broke. Broke, B-R-O-K-E, broke, 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 broke. That one big beautiful bill refunds everything Doge has cut. What does that do? That sets up the liberal judicial dictators to say, oh, well, I mean, yeah, looky there, Congress, look, you know, yeah, it might be fraud and we may not know where it's going. There's Democrats on the other side like Stacey Abrams, but you got to fund it. You got to fund it. We have half a trillion dollars worth of defunct programs. They are ended. Nobody knows where they are, what they do, or even works in them because there's no more oversight once the program goes defunct, but we're still funding them. Do you realize that's a quarter of our deficit right there? Do you realize the bill, the big, beautiful bill, has been larded up with, by Mike Johnson and by John Thune, the supposed GOP leadership, although they're more like Democrats, has been larded up with more money than Biden spent? Do you understand that? Do you understand? And I don't mean to sound like this, but I'm so frustrated. Oh my gosh, am I frustrated? $2 trillion. Okay. Do you realize what's happening? Because Ron DeSantis bottom line this for us right now, what the GOP leadership is doing. They are going to add, this is the track this bill puts us on, $20 trillion to the debt in 9 years. That's worse than Biden. Worse than Biden. What they're doing is saying to Trump, okay, you want your border agenda funded. He needs more money. He desperately does. You need your agenda funded over here. We're going to put it in the bill. And they have. But you're going to break the back of the American taxpayer. You're going to gut them in the checkout line at the grocery store for us. You're going to fund Stacey Abrams and all of her NGOs. I don't know why. I can't fathom it. But the good news is, and there's good news here, believe it or not, there's a very easy fix to this. Go pull the Wall Street Journal article I have all over my ex feed. It's very simple. All the GOP leadership needs to do is include a single paragraph in the big, beautiful bill authorizing Doge to cut waste, authorize them to cut $1 trillion in waste, fraud, and abuse. Authorize them to cut, or Trump, both, doesn't matter, to cut entire agencies. Just authorize it. Just let them go. It ends the lawsuits. And you know what is so disgusting this morning? All of these Congress members are out. So is Mike DeKnife. Screaming and yelling, oh, it's so bad. The judges won't let Trump cut. What they want you to think is it's out of their hands, but it's not. One paragraph in the big, beautiful bill authorizing Trump and Doge to cut and the lawsuits end. So ultimately, who's at war with Doge then right now? GOP leadership in Congress. Try, because we're going broke. Folks, we already have, last month, food inflation was back up. We are going to gut people in the checkout line. That is not a recipe for winning. We do not need to fund fraud. We don't need $500 billion in defunded programs. We don't. But the good news is yesterday, Representative Thomas Massie, who will not be silenced, Rand Paul were out there saying, you can fix this. You can put Doge on steroids. Stop pretending you're victims. Stop pretending you can't do anything about these judges because you can. They have to choose Trump and Doge or bankruptcy. Choose.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.